Today's daf is Menachis Daf Lamed Hey, and we are 9 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara turned its attention from the laws of mezuzah to the laws of tefillin. We're still in the realm of Stam, learning the halachas of Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. Says the Gemara of Amr, Rav Chananel Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav, titura de tefillin, halacha l'moshe misinai. So we're all familiar with the tzura of tefillin. Tefillin has a bias. It's a square bias that's on the top of the tefillin, but it sits on a platform. The bias itself is referred to in Chazal terminology as the ketzitza. The platform that it sits on is really made up of two parts. There's the square part, which is referred to as the titura, and with regards to, and behind the titura, there's another extension where the ritzuos go through, and that's referred to as the mabardos. Said Rav Chananel in the name of Rav, the fact that tefillin has to have a titura is halacha l'moshe misinai, meaning, why do you have to have a box on top of a platform? Maybe just put the box directly on your head. Answer is, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Amar Abaya said, mabarta the tefillin, that extension in the back of the tefillin where the ritzuos run through is also halacha l'moshe misinai. Amar Abaya, shin shel tefillin, halacha l'moshe misinai. The shin that's on the tefillin shel roish is also halacha l'moshe misinai. V'tzorach sheyagia charitz l'makom hatfar. Abaya continued and said another important halacha is the charitzim. Those are the sections that you could see from the outside of the tefillin shel roish, which correlate to where the compartments are inside the bayis. Those charitzin have to go all the way down to the makom atfar. That's the part where the ketzitza, that's the upper box, and the titura are sewed together. So it's not enough that you could see the charitzin on the surface of the bayis, but it actually has to run all along, all the way down to the tefillin. As long as you know this charitzin there, even if you can only see it on top, even if it doesn't run to the bottom, it's going to be okay. I'm rabbi, you high kill for the tefillin, the cloth of the tefillin, tzarech l'midvakei. So a sofer that's writing tefillin has to be boidek. He has to make sure that the cloth is perfect. There's no nekev. There are no holes inside the cloth before he writes the tefillin. Why? You have to make sure there's no neck. If the duma is reyes, because if there's going to be a neck, then it's going to affect the ksiva. Ubiina ksiva tava. The ksiva has to be perfect. So just like it says uchsavtam with regards to ksivas mezuzah, the same halacha of ksiva tama applies to tefillin. So before the sefer sits down to write tefillin, he has to do a bedika. Just like a shaykhet is baidik the chalif before he does shchita, so the sefer has to be baidik the klaf before he sits down to write the tefillin. Rav Dimi ben Arda, I'm a bait tzarech. Rav Dimi ben Arda said it's not necessary. Why not kumas abadikla? Because the kumas itself, the kumas is the proverbial pen that the sefer uses to write the tefillin, in and of itself will be baidik. In other words, as the sefer is writing, it will be clear whether there's a reyesa or not. Because if there's a reyesa, then he won't be able to write it. So he'll know there's a reyesa. So it's not necessary to sit down and say, hineni muchan umzuman, to inspect, to be baidik this cloth before he writes. He can do the inspection as he's writing the tefillin. The fact that the ritzuos have to be black is also halacha l'moshe misinai. Meaning, why do they have to be black? Why can't they be some other color? The answer is, it's not learned out from a pasuk. It's not a din derabanan, but rather, it, like so many other halachas and hilchas tefillin, traces itself back to halacha l'moshe misinai. Freak the Gemara Meisvei. Is that true that tefillin has to be black? Tefillin in kosher noisa el v'minan. The ritzuos of the tefillin have to be made from the same min, the same material as the bottom of the tefillin. Meaning it has to be made from the ur of a behema tahira. The braisa continues. This is the part that we need right now. Bein yeroikos, bein shchayros, bein levanos. And it doesn't matter if the ritzuos are green, black or white. It's okay. Stating that, says the Braisa, Aduma is lo yasa. Don't make it red. Why? Mepnei gnai? For two reasons. Number one, gnai. Number two, davar achar. Gnai, Rashi says, because it's going to look like maybe you have bruises that cause your tefillin to be red. In other words, the red is coming from blood. So that you shouldn't be embarrassed, don't wear red tefillin. Davar achar is, Rashi says, that people may think that maybe the way the ritzuos became red is because this person was with his wife, who's a nida. So it involves boil nida, tumas nida. Regardless, there's a cheshbon of gnai and davar achar, two reasons that the tefillin should be red, should not be red. But they don't have to be black, the braisa says. They could be bein yeroikos, bein shchayros, bein levonos. So we'll get back to this in a minute. But the first line of the braisa was that tefillin ain't kosher noisa el b'minim, that the ritzuos of the tefillin should be made out of ar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Is that true?" Ma'ase b'talmid Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you, ma'ase shayikachay. It was with the Talmud Rabbi Akiva shayikoshet tefillin b'noshlenu shal tchelas. So he didn't just have tzitzis that were made of tchelas. He had tefillin that was made of tchelas. His ritzuos were tchelas. And by the way, v'lo yamalei davar. And Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Efshar oisa tzadik gra talmid v'lo michavay." If you're going to tell me that the tefillin has to be made b'minam, meaning the ritzuos have to be from the Ur Behemot Torah, just like the bottom of the tefillin are, then how's it possible Rabbi Akiva's Talmud was wearing tefillin shel tcheles and Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything? From the fact Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything, Zaysay Meris, he had no issue with it. If he had no issue with it, meaning it's okay for it to be the tcheles. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanakama, you can't be right, because I have a maisa shahayu with Rabbi Akiva, it's a maisa rab. Amaloi, says the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, hein leira. He's like, no, Rabbi Akiva never saw this Talmud. It's true. Not denying the facts. Rabbi Akiva had a Talmud, he made tefillin out of tcheles, and Rabbi Akiva was a maicha. Everything is true. But you want to know why he wasn't Meicha? Not because he agreed. He was Meicha simply because he didn't know. But had he seen it, he would have never allowed it to go down. A similar story with Horkinus, who was the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, also known as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Stam Rabbi Eliezer, and Shas is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. So the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, had a son, Horkinus. He had Ritzuis of Tefillin that was made out of Argamon, purple wool. And Rabbi Eliezer never said anything. So again, Rabbi Yehuda is talking to the He said, but it must be that he was okay with it. Because if he wasn't okay with it, how would he have allowed his son to be Mekayim mitzvah tefillin in a way where maybe he's not being Mekayim mitzvah tefillin? The Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, hein leira. He's like, no, it's not a raya. Because it could be Rabbi Eliezer never saw his son putting on tefillin that way. In fact, but regardless, the Braisa said two halachas. The first halacha of the Braisa was is that the ritzuis of tefillin have to be made from the same material that the bottom of the tefillin is made of, which is Ur Behemot Torah. And the Gemara brought a sheet, this Rabbi Yehuda, who argues based on two stories. A story with the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva and the son of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Braisa said a second halacha, and that's the one that we need right now. And that is that the ritzuis of tefillin do not have to be black. They can't be red, but they also don't have to be black. They could be black, they could be green, they could be white. The kasha is, how does it stem with what Rav Yitzchak said? Rav Yitzchak said, Ritzuoy Shchayrois Halacha L'moshe Misina. Says the Gemara, in a vein, Ektani Miya, Ben Yeroikis, Ben Shchayrois, Ben Levanois. Isn't it a contradiction? The Gemara says, like, kasha kami bifnim, kami bachot. Rav Yitzchak that said tefillin has to be black, that means mi bachot. That's the outer part, the part that you see. That has to be black. As far as the other side, the part that's not going to be exposed to the outside, that's the Braisa. And that the Braisa is saying can be made out of any color, says the Gemara. But if that's the case, even bifnim, the Braisa says that it can't be red. Why can't it be red? Because it's going to be embarrassing, or davaracha, which is even worse than embarrassing. The point is that people are going to see the red and they're going to start thinking things. If you're going to tell me that we were never discussing the outside, the exposed part of the ritzuos, we're talking about the part that you anyways can't see. So freak the Gemara, my gnai v'davar acha ikka, zok the Gemara, zimnin the mesapchen leh. Because the reality is that even though the ritzuos are supposed to be with the black side facing outward, but sometimes the ritzuos flip around, and if somebody sees someone with ritzuos flipped around, and they're red, there's going to be gnai v'davar acha. But the bottom line is, when Rabbi Yitzchak said, Allah l'moshim yisina, that tefillin, the ritzuos of the tefillin have to be black, he was referring to the outer part, the part that's exposed, the part that you could see. When the Braisa says it can be black or green or white, just not red, it's referring to the part that is not exposed. Tana Braisa, tefillin, miruvois, halacha l'moshe misinai. The fact that the tefillin has to be a square, has to be a perfect square, is also halacha l'moshe misinai. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said two important caveats. Just if they cut onto this halacha. Number one, bitafran. You have to make sure that when you sew the ketzitza, again, that's the box on top, to the titura, that's the base, that's the foundation, the buses, you have to make sure that you don't lose the square. Because sometimes, if you would sew it a little too tight, so it would ruin the square on the bottom, that part where you're sewing it. So the Gemara Papa just said, just be careful, bitafran. That being that there's halacha l'moshe misinai, that it has to be a square, the entire top part, the entire ketzitza has to be a perfect square, even on the bottom, even where it's sewed. So he told them, betafram, be careful. Additionally, he told them, ubalach soinon. If you want to know whether or not it's a perfect square, you can use a formula. The formula is that the diagonal of a square, so if you're going to
have a square and you're going to draw a line from corner to corner, it's going to equal a ratio of 1.4 to 1. I mean, the diagonal of a square is 1.4 times each side of the square. So if you want to know if it's a perfect square, that's what you should do, and that's how you know how to figure it out. Incidentally, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Today's raid is going to be regarding Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So we're going to try not to get excited and digress with some of the interesting gemaras that we have between now and then. So just very quickly, and that is that Tosfos says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the context over there is building a sukkah. And there too, the Gemara is discussing the sukkah that's round, the sukkah that's square. So the Gemara says, how do you know what a square is? So the Gemara gives us this formula. It says, it's not a perfect formula. Because if you sit down and you do the math, you're going to see that it's off by a little. And this has implications on halacha. Because when Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva Nigros Moshe was asked that today, with modern technology, there are ways to figure out exactly, to come up with a perfect square. You know, we try our best. We make our best efforts when we make tefillin for it to be a square. But with modern technology, there are ways to do it even better than the way it's been done for thousands of years. And the question is it a hidur to go ahead and do it? And really, the context of the tshuva is not only with regards, it's actually not a tshuva in Hilchas Tefillin. I think he's discussing medical technology there. But the point is, he was asked with regards to using a microscope to find bugs inside food and using technology in halacha. L'chumra, l'kula, are these things that we're supposed to do? Are these things that it's okay to do? But as it relates to the tefillin, says Rav Moshe, absolutely not. It's not necessary. It's absolutely not necessary. He says, why not? Because the Gemara says that it's supposed to be a square. And how do you figure out this square? U'balach sayna. They gave us this mathematical formula. And Tosfos says in Masechta Sukkah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that is not a perfect formula. Because if you do the math, it's not 1.4. It's 1.4, whatever it is. But it's not perfect. So being that it's not perfect, being that it's not perfect anyways, and still it's okay, what do you see from there? That we can round it off. It doesn't have to be 100%. As long as we get it close, it's gonna be okay. So he says, Ramesha, so what's the point of getting it even a little closer? Which, by the way, it's vital not going to be perfect just based on the mathematical formula. So you see, Chazal, we're okay with it not being perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. Chazal, we're fine if you get it close enough. And as long as to the human eye, it looks like it's a square and you ran the formula and it pretty much works out, that's enough. You can go to war with that. But the point is, even if you get the formula perfectly, it's still not good. So what maila is it? It's still not going to be perfect. So either way, Rav Moshe used that Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, which relates to a Gemara in Sukkah, but it relates equally to this Gemara right here, that being that Chazal gave us a formula to use, and we know just scientifically that the formula is not perfect, that's a raya that as much as Chazal said there's halacha l'maishe misinai, it has to be a square, it doesn't have to be a perfect square. If that's the case, there's no maila of making it even a little bit perfect. Incidentally, this whole discussion of rounding off numbers when it comes to halacha is a fascinating discussion. No? The Taisa Rosh Masechtas Erevin Daf Yudal Raman Aleph. We've spoken about raid about this in the past. All right. The income of Kaimel Kach. Zok the Gemara Vaitalim Mesaye Alei. So we said that the tefillin has to be a square. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And by the way, two important caveats. Number one, that when you sew the ketzitza to the tetura, make sure you don't lose the square. Number two, Ubalach Soinan, there's a formula you can use using the diagonal of the square to make sure that it's perfect. Zok the Gemara, I think we might have a raya from a Mishnah, no less. If somebody makes his tefillin round, sakana, the einba mitzvah. It's a sakana, and not just that, he's not yoitza the mitzvah either. So you see clearly that it can't be round. Oh, can't be round. Probably has to be square. So isn't this Mishnah a raya to the halacha l'maishe misinai? And Rapapa said it's not a raya. Masnisa Davida ki amguzu. The Mishnah was referring to something else. The Mishnah was talking about the tetura. Mishnah was discussing the base of the tefillin. And if the base of the tefillin would be ki amguzu, like a certain round shape, then there's a chashash that if you bumped your head, so the edge of the circle would go into your head and it would actually hurt you. And that's what the sakana is referring to. What we're saying is something else. We're saying that even if the titura is square, so there is no sakana of something sharp going into your head. But the box itself, the ketzitza, has to be a perfect square. That's halacha l'maishe misinai. That's not something you see in the halacha of the oisit filase agula sakana of emba mis. Amar Rapapa Masnisan Davida ki amguzi. Amar Ravuna tefillin shel kol zman she pnei tabla kayemes kesheris. So what happens when the tefillin starts
wearying and tearing a little bit. At what point does it become an issue? So Rav Huna said that as long as the outer part is intact, it's okay. I don't really care what's going on inside. But as long as from the outside nothing looks too bad, then it's going to be kosher. Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, not so simple. Nifsiku shtayim sheiris, shalosh plus. If two of the compartments, two of the mechitzas, so you have mechitzas in the tefillin shorosh, separating the dalet parshes, it's dalet batim, three mechitzas that create these dalet batim where you put the dalet parshas. That's the tefillin shel roish where it says l'tei tafa is lashon rabim. So it's four parshiyos on four klafim inside dalet batim. Contrast to the tefillin shel yad, as we spoke about, where the Torah always uses a lashon yachid. The Torah uses the word la'ois, which is a lashon yachid. Over there, the halach is that it's one klaf in one bias. So if those mechitzas that are separating the dal batim and tefillin shel roish start going bad, that in and of itself, even though it's not nikur mi bachutz, that could be a problem. Okay, what's the halacha? So if Chizda said if two of them went bad, it's still kosher. Three is possible. This is what we said, that two are kosher. That's only if it's not two in succession. If it's two in a row, psulois, even if it's only two, in other words, it doesn't have to be three, at that point it's already going to be possible. And this is what we're saying, that if it's two in succession, it's possible. It's only if it's new tefillin. This is interesting. So the only time we say it's a problem, if two of those mechitzas zet keneged zet go bad, is if it's new tefillin. New tefillin and two mechitzas, that means there was something wrong with the ur. If there's something wrong with the ur, that is apostolos. But if it just happened with time, so it just wore that out a little bit, that's okay. So an old pair of tefillin that has two mechitzas zet keneged zet that tore a little bit, that's okay. It's a new pair of tefillin, which means that the ur was defected to begin with. It's over there that it's going to be an issue. It says the Gemara, how do you know if it's new ur, if it's old ur? What's the definition of new or old? If you take this ur and you stretch it, what happens afterwards? If it remains stretched, it means it's old. If it's going to come back together, if it's going to contract, that means it's new. The idach chalita, the inami. Another way of figuring this out is called hecha dechimitli lebemasna asya basrei chalita. The idach atikta. If two people would pull on the tefillin, let's say on even the ritzuis of the tefillin, what would happen? If they'd be able to pull without tearing it, that's a sign that it's new. If it's going to tear, that's a sign that it's old. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Abaye, Abaye Yosef, Kameh, Rav Yosef. Abaye was once sitting in front of Rav Yosef. If Sigle, Ritzua, the Tfili, and the Ritzua, Savas, Tfilin, Tor. Amalese, he wanted to know, Ma'u, Le Mikdere, could you tie your Tfilin? Could you be kosher your Tfilin? Right? It says in the Tayru, Ksharten. Can I make a Kshira on the ritzuis with which I'm supposed to do the mitzvah of ukshartem? Amalesi told him, no. It says in the Torah, ukshartem ba'oisal yodecha v'hoyu l'taytafois b'neinecha, just like uchsavtam teaches me ksiva tama, so to ukshartem teaches me it has to be a kshira tama. It has to be a perfect kshira. And I'm going to be kosher, a ritzua that was tied together, that is a chisorain in ukshartam, kshira tama, thus it's going to be possible. What if you can sew it in a way, number one, you're not going to see it mibachotz, but it's not just going to be knotted together, miloshen kshira, but it's going to be sewed together, miloshen tfira. Is that also a problem? Meaning the Gemara assumes that that shouldn't be an issue of ukshartam, kshira tama. So what would be that loch over there? Amar, so he told him, Ravashi did puk chazima amadavar. Go take a look at what the oilam does. So sometimes what the oilam does is a raya. Very often it's not, but sometimes what the oilam does is a raya. So he says, go to Beis Medrash and go see. So what was Rav Acha, Breid Rav Yosef, supposed to see when he went into Beis Medrash? Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. This is the other Machlekes Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and Tefillin. Rashi says, Puk chazi ma'amadavar, v'kivan de'inayag, v'kein lo'itasa. Rav Ashi was trying to tell him, you're not going to see anybody who has Ritzuis and Tefillin that was sewed together. That's a sign that you're not supposed to do it. And therefore, the halach is it's not okay. If you look at the top Tosfos, Pirush HaKuntres LaHachmer, but Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish LaHakor. Rabbeinu Tam used to say just the opposite. He had a raya from Gemara Masechet Zeirvin. But the bottom line is Machlokes is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam whether this would be okay or this would not be okay. Amar Apoper Gardume Ritzuyos Ksheirois. If the Ritzuyos of the Tefillin get cut off, so now we're not talking about sewing the Ritzuyos back together. Now we're talking where it simply got cut off. And you're not going to sew it together. You're not going to have the Ritzuyos. Now you need the Ritzuyos, right? But the truth is, you only need the ritzuis for the tefillin shel yad. You don't really need the ritzuis from the tefillin shel roish. The ritzuis of the tefillin shel roish just hang there, right? So you don't need them. Or maybe not. Maybe you do need them.
That's the question. So what do you do if the tefillin shoroshes ritzuyos get cut? Gardume ritzuyos. So our papa said ksheiros. It's okay. But v'la milsi zok tigabar. It's not true. Mida amri b'nei rabchia. Gardume tcheles v'gardume ezoiv ksheirim. Because the b'nei rabchia said that if your tcheles gets cut, or the ezoiv, as that was used in the process of the para aduma, gets cut, they are going to be kosher. Now the tcheles, the ezoiv, had kedusha. Tefillin, the Ritzuyos of Tefillin has Kedusha as well. But the Kedusha of the Ritzuyos of Tefillin is of greater Madrega than is the Kedusha of the Tcheles and the Ezev. And the reason is because in Halacha, Tcheles and Ezev would be referred to as Tashmishei Mitzvah, whereas the Ritzuyos of Tefillin would be referred to as Tashmishei Kedusha, related to the intrinsic Kedusha that Tefillin has over a pair of tzitzis and Ezev. Sugis in the end of Masechtas Megillah, the income mekayim laharich. But what the Gemara meant to say was, from the fact that Pnei Reb Chiya said that if you have gardume tcheles and that gardume ezav, so the tcheles gets cut off, the ezav gets cut off, the halach is it's kosher. It's mashma only there the tashmishi nitzvah ninu. Avol hacha, but when it comes to telling tashmishi kedusha ninu loy, says the Gemara. So lav milsehi, meaning we could be medayik from the Bnei Reb Chiya that if the Ritzuos, even if the Tefillin Shoroish get cut off, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Michlal, the Islahu Shir, it's clear from this discussion that there's a shear of how long the Ritzuos of Shoroish have to be. Because if there's no shear of how long the Ritzuos of Shoroish have to be, who cares if it gets cut off? Elamai, there's a shear. And the question is, now that it got cut off and we don't have this shear, so, V'kama Shir Rayu, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Ishlokish, Ad Etzba Tzerada. Till your index finger. What does that mean? Machlekes. Rav Kahana machvi kafuf. Rav Ashi machvi pashas. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Rav Kahana machvi kafuf said it's the distance between your index finger and your middle finger. So spread your index and your middle finger. You're going to create that V. That distance. That's what it's going to be. That was Rav Kahana's pshat. Rav Ashi's second pshat was machvi pashut. It said it's the distance between your thumb and your index finger, which is obviously a wider gap. In other words, the longer shear. That's the minimum shear of how long the ritzuos have to be. So what are you supposed to do with the ritzuos of your tefillin shoreish? So you put on tefillin, and now you have these two ritzuos that are hanging. So what do you do with them? So Rabbi used to take them, and he would throw them behind him. They would literally behind, they'd be hanging down his back. Rav Acha bar Yaakov kadalei umatlesle. Rav Acha bar Yaakov had Rebbe shir ritzuos, so they were very, very long, and you would have to braid them. Every time you put on tefillin, you would have to braid them so they shouldn't be on the floor. My braid Ravina of a kiddie dot. My braid Ravina, he's doing what we do. He's put it in front the way we have it. Ravina braid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Kesher shall tefillin halacha l'meishim Sinai. The kesher in the back of the tefillin shall roish is halacha l'meishim Sinai. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said v'noyeyim labar. Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat v'noyeyim labar is you have to make sure the kesher is facing outwards. You have to see the black part of the kesher, not the inside part of the kesher. Rav Ashi Yehavi Yosef Kamei Derazutcha is habchalei ritzu the tefillin. Rav Ashi was once sitting in front of Mazutcha and his ritzuos of tefillin flipped over. I'm a lazy. Told me sava mar v'noyeyim labar. Don't you know that you have to, it's very important? Meaning the kesher was what flipped over. You have to make sure that the kesher is facing outward. Amalesi told him, I hear, lavadatoy, chmishkevist, I don't know for the future. Vero kalami yoritz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, the yoru mimecha, the pasuk says. So the pasuk is describing, like the pasuk in Dvarim Perikot Ches, that the ami yoritz are going to see the Jews, and they're going to see kishem Hashem nikra alecha, the yoru mimecha, and they're going to be afraid. What is this referring to? Says the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Eilu tefillim shebirosh. It's referring to the tefillin sheberosh. So the tefillin sheberosh is the Shem Hashem. Incidentally, the tefillin sheberosh has the shin on the bias. You have the dalid in the back, and then you have the yud on the kesher shliyah. But the point is the tefillin sheberosh is considered the Shem Hashem, and it creates a certain level of yira. Says the Gemara, Vasi roisi es kapi viro iso es achoirai. Amar Rav Chano bar Bizno, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. What does that pasuk mean? Melamid sheher lei Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe kesher shel tefillin. So Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin b'chol yom. It's Gemara Masechtas Brachos, and Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu his tefillin. Which part of the tefillin? He showed him the kesher shel tefillin. Amar Rav Yehuda, kesher shel tefillin. Tzorich sheyehela ma'ilo. You have to make sure that the kesher of tefillin is on your head, as opposed to on your neck. It shouldn't be too low. It shouldn't be on your neck. And there's a simana milsehi over here. Kadeshiu Yisrael lemaila v'loy lamata. We want to be l'roish v'loy lazanov. We want to be lemaila v'loy lamata. So by putting the kesher shel tefillin on our roish, we're going to be lemaila, not on our neck, which would make us lamata. Additionally, v'tzarech shehei klapei pnim. You have to make sure it's directly behind your face. It shouldn't be to the sides. Kadeshiu Yisrael lefnim v'loy la'achar. Because we want to be on the front. Nobody wants to be on the back of the row to make sure we're not in the back. Either way, there's some rate to talk about on these last Gemaras, but as promised, we're going to go back to the end of yesterday's daf, which is really the beginning of today's daf, and that is the Dalit Parshios of the Tefillin, which are Kadesh Li Kol Bechar, V'hoya Ki Yivyacha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and V'hoyam Shemaya. The four places in the Torah that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin. Twice in Parashas Bo, once in Parashas Vayeshanan, and once in Parashas Ekev, which make up the Dalit Parashios of the tefillin. And the Gemara said that the Dalit Parashios have to be written in a specific order, and if they're not written in that specific order, the halacha is the tefillin is going to be pasul. The question is, what's that order? And the Gemara said, it's a Gemara on the bottom of Taf Lamed Dalid on the base. The Gemara brought a brisa, Tanu Rabban on Ketzat Sidron, Kadesh Li B'Hoy Kiviyacham Yemin. On the right side of the tefillin, and as the Gemara explained, that means if you're looking at somebody that's wearing tefillin, the person wearing tefillin is facing you. So to your right, you're going to see Kadesh Li and the B'Hoy Kiviyacham, and Shema B'Hoyim Shemayim Yismayim. And Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Bahayim Shemaya, the first two parashis of Kriyishma, are going to be to the left side. As we saw this, Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Pashu Pshat had to understand this Gemara. Rashi said that the way you understand it is you go from right to left. Kadesh Li is going to be to the far right. Then you have Hayuki V'yacha. Then you have Shema. And then Vahayim Shemaya. So Kadesh is one, Vahayim Kiviyach is two, Shema Yisrael is three, Vahayim Shemaya is four. And Rashi's Lashon is Keseder Shehem Ksuvim B'Torah. And it's literally in the order that these four parashas are written in the Torah. Muktim, Muktim, U'mo'ucher, Mo'ucher. That's the way you're supposed to write the Tefillin. Lashon Rashi, Mesachtes Menachis Laf Lamedam Elamedbez. But Rabbeinu Tam famously argued. And Rabbeinu Tam said it's not mashma that way. Because if the Brice is trying to say that you should go from right to left, so why is the Brice dividing the two parts of the tefillin? You have Kadesh Vayuki V'yacha to the right, and then you have Shema V'hoyim Shemaya to the left. Really, what the Braisa should have said was, moving from right to left, it's Kadesh V'hoyo Shema V'hoyo, or the Braisa could have gone from left to right too, and said that it's V'hoyo Shema V'hoyo Kadesh. But why are we talking about the right side and then the left side? Says Rabbeinu Tam, if you would ask me, I think that what the Braisa means to say is something different. What the Braisa means to say is that if you look at the right side going from right to left, it's Kadesh V'hoyo. If you look at the left side going from left to right, then it's going to be Shema and V'hoyo. But the point is, it's not Kadesh V'hoyo Shema V'hoyo. What it is Kadesh V'hoyo V'hoya Shema, Havayos Be'emtza. That's the Lashon of the Rishonim. So you have the two Havayos, the two V'hoyas are in the middle, and you have Kadesh to the right side of it, you have Shema to the left side. In other words, Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the Seder of the Parashiyas are supposed to be inside the Tefillin. And the truth is that it's very important to know if the Halacha is like Rashi or the Halacha is Rabbeinu Tam. The stakes are very, very high. Because the Gemara says clearly, Amrav Chanan Olam Arav, Hichlev Parashiyos Seh Apsulois. So, what's the right way to do it? Are you supposed to do it the way Rashi said it? Or are you supposed to do it the way Rabbeinu Tam said it? Havayis Be'emtza. So what's the halacha? The halacha is like Rashi. In Chaber, in Hilchas Tefillin, Simin La Medalit brings the two shitas and says the Mechaber, Uminega Oilam Kirashi Veharamam. Incidentally, the Rambam shita is like Rashi as well. And the Lashon HaMechaber, Chaber always was partial to the Rambam. So says the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin, Simin La Medalit, Sivkot Nalif, Uminega Oilam is Kirashi Veharamam. Stating that the Mechaber says in halacha Beis, Yore Shemayim Yetze Yidei Shtehem. Yore Shemayim should be Yetze two days. He should be Mahadr, he should be Machmer, he should try to be Yoitza Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin as well. Okay, what are you supposed to do? Says the Mechaber. Listen carefully. V'yasa shnei zugeis tefillin. A Yori Shemayim should have two pairs of tefillin. V'yaniach shneim. And he should put both pairs of tefillin on. V'yichavim b'hanochosam. And when he puts on both pairs of tefillin, he should have in mind, that whichever is the mistake, they're not both right. So whichever one is right, either Rashi's right or Rabbeinu Tam is right. The other one is blatantly wrong. at first glance. Psulois, the Gemara says. So he should have in mind that whichever one is right is the one that he wants to be yotzer with. V'hashar hem ki ritzuis b'alma. The other one are ritzuis b'alma. Says the Mechaber, put on two pairs of tefillin. How do you put on two pairs of tefillin? How are you physically going to do it? Says Mechaber, I'll tell you. I came makam yesh b'roish l'aniach shtei tefillin. It's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that if you would understand exactly where on your head the tefillin is supposed to be in, the same is true for the yad as well, there's actually place on your head for two pairs of tefillin. You can do it. It's possible to do. V'chein b'zraya. The same is true b'zraya. And then the Shulchan Aruch gives different halachas of the brach exactly how you're supposed to do it. Set in other words, what do you see in the Mechaber? Two things. Number one, the Mechaber says a Yori Shemayim should be Yotzei Dei Shneim, that l'katchilo, there's an idea to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But you see a much bigger chiddush, unbeknownst to many. And that is the ideal way of reading Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin at the same time you put on Rashi's tefillin. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. How do you see that? Because what did the Mechaber say? You can put on two pairs of tefillin. Ki mokim yesh b'reish l'aneich tefillin. If you're going to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin the way we put them on today, which is first you put on Rashi's tefillin, then later you put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, you don't need Mokum Baroish for two pairs of tefillin. It's one and then the other. So you say, Meris, you see in the Mechaber that the ideal, the katchila way of putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is to put it on Bevas Achas with Rashi's tefillin. Again, we're not saying any chedushin. This is the Lashon HaMechaber to Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillin Simin Lamed Dalet Siv Katan Beis. But the Mechaber continues in Siv Katan Gemol and says the Shulchan Aruch Lo Yasekein that Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin is not meant for public consumption. It's not something that every person that wants to put on has a right to do. Rather, Ela Misha Muchsiku Meforsim B'Chasidus. You're okay, don't worry. Someone that's muchzik u'mefursa b'chassidus, such a person can wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But if you're not on the level where you're muchzik and you're mefursim, everybody knows that you're a chassid, in that case, you shouldn't put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah explains, he says that the reason not is because it's mechzik kiyura. Being that Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is something that is done publicly, right, you have a much bigger talus baitel. It's something that's done b'rabim. So chumra b'rabim, you have to be a little bit more sensitive to it. You have to make sure that you're holding by it. So if you're holding by it, then it's okay. But if not, it's not something you're supposed to do. Stating that, all the poskim say that bizmanenu, this sifkat in Shulchan Aruch doesn't really apply. And the reason is, because once upon a time, where very few people were Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, so it was mechzikiyur era. There was an idea of gaiva and chasidus associated, perhaps, with putting our Rabbeinu Tam's. So if you're up to it, it's very good. But if you're not a muchzik or mefursim b'chassidus, it's halach and Shulchan Aruch. Lo yasekein. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells you not to do it. But today, where the minig Yisrael in many areas is to be mahader and to be the Yorei Shemayim who's Yotzei Yedei Shneim, so today this halach doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, all the poskim say that this idea of lo yasekein ela mishum muchzik or mefursim b'chassidus will not apply. But the truth is, if you think about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin for a minute, it's really something that's very much tzarech bir. And really two ha'aras. Number one, the halach is like Rashi. So if the halach is like Rashi, why is there an idea that a Yorei Shemayim should be Yotzer Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, think about how many machlokes there are between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Shas, where if the halach is not like Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechaber is not going to tell you Yorei Shemayim should be Yotzer Dei Shneim. We just had now in these few Gemaras here in the halachas of Stam, so many machlokes in between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the truth is, this is a more famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but it's only famous because it is halach and Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise, you would never have heard this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is that why over here in Hilchas Tefillin, it's a mechaber. The mechaber says that a Yorei Shemayim should be Yotzei Dei Shneim. Ma'ishna, ma'nishtana, Rabbeinu Tam zu, mikol Rabbeinu Tam right? What's the difference between this Rabbeinu Tam and all the other Rabbeinu Tams in the world? Why over here is there an idea where in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, there's always a nice thing to be machber. Here the mechaber says it. That's the first aura. The second aura is that if you go through this sugi that we just learned, forget about the entire Hilchas Tefillin. If you go through this sugi that we just learned right now, you'll see there's other shittas as well in terms of exactly how the Dal Parashi is supposed to be written. We went through Rashi's Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. But the truth is, if you look at Tosfos itself, on the page, right here on Lamed Dal Amud Beis, on the bottom, Tosfos brings from the Shimusha Rabba a third Pshat. There's a shittas Arabit as well. So literally on the page, there's four Pshatim. So if you have four pshatim right here, why are we only being mahadar for Rabbeinu Tam? Manav shach. If you want to go ahead and you want to be mahadar, then be mahadar for the other shittas. And by the way, in Hilchas Tefillin, if you go through all the halachas of Tefillin, there's going to be many shittas that you could be machmer. So if it's a Hilchas Tefillin digger thing, then also, then manav shach. Isn't there an idea to be machmer in all? Why this shittas Rabbeinu Tam? And the truth is, it's Yodua, It's Yidua that Reb Chaim Volozhin once asked the Vilna Gaon why he doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So the Vilna Gaon didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And he asked him why not. And the Velt says over that the Vilna Gaon told Reb Chaim Volozhin, because if you're going to be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, then you should put on 64 pairs of Tefillin. Because I made a cheshbon of how many different shittas in the Rishayin and there are in terms of what the definition of a kosher pair of Tefillin is. And it's literally 64 pairs of Tefillin. So if you want to be machmer, we're 60. If you're not going to wear 64, then just follow the halach and Shulchan Aruch. The halach and Shulchan Aruch, with regards to all these different areas, are whatever they are, as relates to the Seder HaParshiyos, the halach is like Rashi. So there's no way in to be machmer. Either you're machmer all the way, or you're not machmer all. But I'm going to tell you this story, this exchange between Chaim Volozhin and the Vilna Gaon is printed in different places with different nuschas. And I'll just share with you one nusach that's brought down in the Tosfos Maaser Rav, and it's b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. So he says like this: Shamati mipe kodesh harav agoyin Rab Chayin harav de Volozhin zeichet tzadik v'kodesh l'vracha talmidoi. So he's writing what he heard directly from Rab Chaim Volozhin. Kipam achashol the Rabbeinu lama ein meniach tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. Rab Chaim Volozhin once asked the Vilna Gaon, why doesn't he wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Heshivoy. So the Vilna Gaon asked Rab Chaim Volozhin, v'lama meniachu, and why do you put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? The haven mishelosi said Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, because the Vilna Gaon understood from Chaim Volozhin's question shemenicham that Chaim Volozhin must wear it, because if he himself doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, why is he asking the Rebbe why the Rebbe doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? So the Vilna Gaon flipped the question. So he asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, I understand, why do you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Amalei, so he told me, because it's two shittas, and machloik is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, and you have to get it right, so I just want to make sure that I'm getting it right. Heshivoi, so the Vilna Gaon told him, Im Kain, if that's the case, if you're worried about another shita that we don't paskin like, Tzorech laniach, samech dalet zugos tefillin, you should have to put on 64 pairs of tefillin. The kol kach sveite shittas yesh, v'chen heiro besugi de menachas taflam adalet, and it's a whole arichas over here, he goes through a high level of the 64 different shittos that the Vilna Gaon had in Hilchas Tefillin, just to give him an idea of what he meant when he said you'd have to put on 64 pairs of tefillin. And then the end of Vilna Gaon told him, the halacha is like Rashi, so I'm not worried about it. Amalei hagrach, but Chaim Volozhin continued, and he told him, Rabbeinu, halei nimtza bezoyer, it's brought down in the Zoyer HaKadosh, al tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam shein oylem haba, that the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is, whatever that means, but it's oylem haba. So he told him, don't you want to be Mekayim Olam Haba? And then he continued, Reb Chaim Volozhin did. V'gamma Arizal Kosa B'Perushal HaZayir HaKadosh, that Arizal wrote in his commentary to the Zayir HaKadosh, Sheyesh L'Niach B'Zeh HaZman Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, that it's very important to put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. V'Eishav Le Rabbeinu, and the Vilna Gaon told Reb Chaim Volozhin, Ein Ani Mahader Acher Olam Haba. I'm not Mahader, it's not something that I'm Machmerin. U'Misha Mahader Acher Olam Haba, Yeniach Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. I'm asking, the Zayir HaKadosh says it. And someone who is Makbid on Olam Haba, whatever that means, say, he should be Mahadi, he should put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But it's not something that I do. The Gam Pshat HaZoyer Enoi Kein, the Vilna Gaon told him, that's, I don't think that's Pshat in the Zoyer. U'miyoyim Sheshom Mipei HaKadosh Al HaGrozal, said Rabbi Shmuel, Mishklov Lo Yiniach Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. After Chaim Volozhin heard that, he stopped putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And then he continues, does Rabbi Shmuel Mishklov, he says that really, this machloikis between the Arizal and the Vilna Gaon had to understand the Zoyer is Lashita Sayu and had to understand so many different Zoyers. Apparently the Vilna Gaon understood the Zoyer more al derech pshat, and he brings that the Arizal used to be mefarish the Zoyer HaKadosh al pi charifus, way above my pay grade, but the bottom line is that this is the more extended version in terms of this exchange. At the very end, he writes, "V'shamati mipit talmidoi shayi Rabbeinu Agrozal Oimer sheyesh loy kushes al shittas Rabbeinu Tam." There is many kashes on shittas Rabbeinu Tam sheyikshloy gimel yomim ba'amud asin. Then when he sees Rabbeinu Tam in the Olam HaEmes, he has 3 days worth of questions that he's going to ask him. It's interesting. I heard from the Shiva of Lakewood in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, that Reb Aaron Cutler used to say over that the Vilna Gaon used to say that he had 3 days worth of kashas on Rabbeinu Tam's shita with regards to shkia. So probably the second most famous shita is Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of when exactly shkia is, and say sakichavim, when Shabbos starts, when Shabbos ends, 72, right? That. So that's the other Rabbeinu Tam shita. And
the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Aaron used to say, said that when he's going to see Rabbeinu Tam and the Olam HaEmes, he has 3 days worth of kashas to ask him. He said, Rabbi Aaron used to be Moisiv, that the Vilna Gaon said he's going to talk to Rabbeinu Tam about his shita for 3 days. He said, this is with the kitzer of the Vilna Gaon. You know, the Vilna Gaon wrote so with kitzer, and with the tfisa of Rabbeinu Tam. So you can imagine how much toichin is going to be packed into those 3 days. But 3 days worth of kashas. Anyways, right here, it's brought down from Yisrael Mishklov. Shonati mi pitamidoy shei Rabbeinu Agrazal Oimer. It's regarding not Rabbeinu Tam with Shkia. They bring it right here with regard, maybe both, with regards to Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Either way, so the Vilna Gaon Taka felt that Mamarav Shach, if you're going to be Mahadar after Rabbeinu Tam, then maybe you should be Mahadar the Samich Dalid Zugay tefillin. Then yeah, but Lamaisa, the Minig Yisrael, which is Torah, of course, is based on that Rizal already, we'll see more about that later, is that there is an idea to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So the question is, Mai Shna Rabbeinu Tam, this Rabbeinu Tam from all Rabbeinu Tams, and why is there in Hilchas Tefillin, if we're going to be Mahadir, we're picking this one chum, we're going to put on two. Why is it only two pairs of Tefillin? Shouldn't it be 64 pairs of Tefillin? So really, the answer to this question is mentioned Toich Dvarav in a beautiful tshuva from the Pesach Hadar of the previous generation, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is an Igros Moshe, it's Chelik Dalid, it's Simintas. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, the Indian Hanachas Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. The tshuva was written in 1980, and the tshuva was written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He addresses the tshuva, Mailas Kvoit, Hoyt Kvoit Kdushas, Hagoyen, Hatzadik, Rav Nachum Mendel Shlita, Schneerson, Ha'admer Milubavitch, Shalom Ubrocha La'olam. Apparently, the rest of the story is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe had written a letter to Rav Moshe. He wanted Rav Moshe to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rav Moshe did not put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And he wanted Rav Moshe to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and he made the case, did the Lubavitcher Rebbe, for Rav Moshe putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. This tshuva was a response to the letter that Rav Moshe had received from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And it's actually a beautiful tshuva. It's a little personal as well. Rav Moshe's thoughts of the tshuva is telling the Lubavitcher Rebbe that even though I didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I want you to know that when I was in Russia, holy tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, I had Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, mehudarin, asher nohakti leloiv shen achar atfila, aval esnesi b'li neder. He said he made a tanai b'li neder, Rav Moshe did. But he said he used to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin every day. The kashabasi lekan, berachne shamayim. And he said, when I came here to America, I found Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin here as well. Moshe writes that he had to leave his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin in Russia. He tells the Lubavitcher Rebbe in this letter that he had to leave a lot of things in Russia. He left some of his ksav yad in Russia. It was very hard for him, but he couldn't bring everything with him. He said he would have brought his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but it wasn't so perfect anyways, so he felt that he would leave it behind. Came to America, he found a sefer that wrote Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin for him, that were mehudarim, and he wore them. And he used to wear it every day, and he enjoyed wearing them. He felt that it was the right thing to do. But really, the punchline of Rav Moshe's tshuva is, he said that al pi halacha, you don't really have to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Yid has to put on tefillin every day. The Gemara says, karkafta de lemonach tefillin. It's very, very important to put on tefillin every day. But we paskin like Rashi. So that means you have to put on Rashi's tefillin every day. So Rav Moshe said that let's say you have one pair of tefillin, and it's a bidiyevit tefillin. It's not a good, there's issues with it. It's really, really not perfect. So what do? Of course you put on the tefillin. Maybe you don't make a bracha, but of course you put on tefillin because you have a mitzvah say day rice that you put on tefillin. He said, but Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, which is not al pi halacha, it's really a chumrah, it's a yari shemayim yetzi yedei shneim. So Rav Moshe said, if I don't have perfect Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, what's the point in putting it on? So Rav Moshe said that right now, the reason I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is because I don't have perfect Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And he told the Rebbe that when I was in Russia, I had good Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. I used to put it right, that his father wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And he said that when I came to America, I had a good pair of Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I used to wear it. He said, unfortunately, I had to put those tefillin in Geniza. That's what he writes. He says, I don't have good tefillin anymore. He says, I've tried. It's not so easy to find the cipher. Rashi's tefillin, you do what you have to do. But for Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, if it's not mehudar, if I don't have the right cipher writing me my tefillin, then what's the point? I don't see the reason to go ahead and put on tefillin. And then Rav Moshe goes off on a tangent a little bit, and he explains some of the history of Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And he says something fascinating. He says, you want to know why people are mahadir today to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? The Vilna Gaon's kasha, 64 shittas. He said, it's not just the chumr and hilchas tefillin. He says, because if you know Jewish history, you would know that really this controversy between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin predates Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi was just being machriya, and Rabbeinu Tam was being machriya. But the emesis, there were customs in Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years, going back to the times of the Gaonim, where
people wore Rashi's tefillin and people wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And Rashi was being machriya what he thought the emes was, and Rabbeinu Tam was being machriya what he thought the emes was. But if you go back in history, you're going to find Rashi's tefillin, you're going to find Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Because there were two mesiris. How that happened is not clear. But the point is, there were always people that wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So this isn't just a shita that we're going to be mahad, that we're going to be machmir in Shulchan Aruch. This was a mesiris. There were people for hundreds of years that wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So to upkeep that mesiris that exists in Jewish history, there's an idea to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And maybe even wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin b'vas achas. But the point is, it's all based on a fact, on a reality, that for hundreds of years, people actually wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. That's the Indian of it. Either way, beautiful how Toich Dvar, Ramosha explains this. The end of the tshuva is apparently the Bavitcher Rebbe told Ramosha that I have a soifa for you, that he can come down and you can tell him exactly how to write the tefillin, and he'll write the tefillin for you, you'll have Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And Rav Moshe took the Rebbe up on his offer. He says, "Va'ata kashi yadil u'b'shen kvei k'dushas ha-Rebbe shlita sheyesh sefer muvik etzloi," that he has a sefer muvik shenochin l'shalcha etzli. Yeah, please send him to me, and I'm going to tell him exactly how I want the tefillin written. And Rav Moshe says, "I have money, I can pay him. Everything is all worked out. It's all perfect." And then Rav Moshe says, "But it's going to have to be k'sav bis Yosef." He writes that it has to be k'sav bis Yosef, and he says, "Even though elu ve'elu divrali kimchayim, and all the k'savim that we have is all halacha l'moshe misinai, avam mikamakam anu noyagim shakol yeh b'k'sav bis Yosef beim mezuzah u'tefillin beim esef v'toyra shani rogel espala." But the bottom line is this is Rav Moshe's exchange that he had with the Lubavitcher Rebbe with regards to Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But the truth is, this is all Alpi Nigla. But there's an Alpi Soid Mahalach here as well. And that is that the Arizal, based on the Zohar that's already referenced in Reb Chaim Volozhin's exchange with the Vilna Gaon, they discuss that there's hoicha reasons to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. I'll just read to you a little bit from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai in his Halachos, it's on Parshas Vayera. V'hinei, b'tchilo hayu choshvin machloikezu kishar machloikez. It used to be, people thought, before the Mekubalim were megalitos, the Soidois, people thought that the Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam was like any other Machlekes Rashi in Rabbeinu Tam and Shatz. Thus the question, why is a Yorei Shemayim supposed to be Yoytze this Rabbeinu Tam more than all the other Rabbeinu Tams in the world? Why are we picking on this Chumra more than all the other, the 64 Shitas that you have in Hilchas Tefillin? And people thought that it was a regular Machlekes. Ach, but Rabbeinu Arizal, says the Ben Ishchai, v'higid b'kabola mipi Elio zochel atoiv shes shnei asfores emes. The Elio Anovi came, and he was megala that the two sfores are emes. V'tzorich l'mebat shravayu. And you really have to wear both pairs of tefillin. That really, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Eilu ve'Eilu divrei kimchayim, literally, on the Moshe Rabbeinu level. Moshe Rabbeinu wore two pairs of tefillin. Incidentally, it's not even so poshut that Moshe Rabbeinu wore tefillin. You say, what do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? That's blasphemous, right? You should know, the Rashba asks the Kashi, right here, Menachas Daf Lamed Daled, that how did the Jews wear tefillin in the Midbar? The tefillin has four parshias. We learned the Mishnah. Arba parshias shebet tefillin ma'akvin zuzu. And that's why we're learning the halachas of Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas now. We started off, if you remember, about kmitza and levaina. Feels like a long time ago. A ma'akvin zuzu. And from there, we went to other things that are ma'akvin zuzu. One of them is the dal parshias shebet tefillin. The last two parshias, whether it's shema v'hoya, v'hoya im shema, the two on the left side, right? The last two parshias are Mishnah Torah. It's parshias v'aschanan and ekev. Mishnah Torah is eil advar mashativ emoish. It was an arvus mayav. It wasn't an arvus mayav. It's a puzzle in the Torah that it was an arvus mayav. L'chura. So if it was first an arvus, they didn't even have four parshias. If the four parshias, fake the Rashba, had the Jews wait filling in the middle, but how do you have a mezuzah? Mezuzah only has two parshias. All you have is shema and v'hoya. So the truth is, a lot of nice raid on this. If you want to take a look, you could look in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. On the small chance we don't get to this, Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Veschana on Ukshartom Loisal Yodecha, he has about 6 or 7 shtiklach on tefillin. One of them is an arichos of Mar Mekoyma's beautiful ray as it relates to how. Or if the Yid, but either way, that Rizal said, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu put on tefillin. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillin had the parashios of Rashi, and there was Rabbeinu's two pairs of tefillin. He put them both on bevasachas. Either way, the Ben Ishchai is Meirich over here that Alpi Soid, the Soid is Niskoven, and not just that. And this is really the punchline that Alpi Soid, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, has more kedusha than Rashi's tefillin. That's why people, for example, that aren't makbid, they're not nizer not to talk in tefillin, but nobody talks about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Why does nobody talk about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? The reason nobody talks about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is because it's considered more kaddish. I mean that it's more kaddish. That Rizal said that you don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. So Pashkus is a suffix. You yoitza with rat, right? In the perfect world, you put them both pairs of tefillin at the same time. So the bracha would really be chal on both. But today we don't put them on at the same time. And still, there's an Indian not to make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Why not? So the Arizal said, because we can't relate to Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. The idea of a bracha is to take from the kedusha of the mitzvah, and it should be mashpia, the shefa of the kedusha of the mitzvah should somehow come down. He says we can't. The Rizal said that's why al pi soid you don't make a bracha on a tefillin shel roish. You only make a bracha on tefillin shel yad. Why do you make a bracha on a tefillin shel roish? You don't make a bracha on the tefillin shel roish, he said, because it's too kaddish. And it's not possible through the bracha for the hashpus of the tefillin shel roish to come down. So it's for that reason, you don't make a bracha on tefillin shel roish. He said, in that vein, you don't make a bracha on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. So in other words, when you talk about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, there's the shel yad shmuz, and there's the nigla shmuz. And then there's the Nista Shmuz. So everything we've been talking about till now, Ramosh's Tshuva, and the Goyen, and the Maaser Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Aleph, this is all P'niglas. In the world of Nigla, in the world of Halacha, you have Rashi, you have Rabbeinu Tam, and we have the aforementioned discussion. But there's a whole other element to this. Ayin, the Sifrei Kabbalah, which of course is above our pay grade, but this is going back to the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal and the Tikkunei Zohar and the Ben Ish Chai and of course all the Chassidish Sfurim. But the bottom line is that there's big chashev schoolers and things associated with putting on Rabbeinu Tam's film. We'll just end with one anecdote I saw in the Sefer Derech Sicha. So Derech Sicha is from Chaim Kanievsky. So it brings like this. If you want to look it up, it's in Parshas Vaeschanan, page Tav Kuf Yud Ches. So it's Derech Sicha, volume 1, page 518. So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, Abba Zatzal, Lehoyim Meniach Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. The stipel didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Ache Echa Nosen Loi B'matana, V'hoyim Manicha. And then somebody gave it to him in Matana, and he used, again, this is more the Litvisha Mesaira, and he didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Tefillin Elu Heim Etzli. So Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim Kanievsky speaking, I have my father's tefillin, Upam Achasi Nachtem, and I only put them on one time. He says, Achavetz Chaim Omer, this is why, because the Achavetz Chaim said that, Ba'ilama Emes, I'm going to meet Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is going to have a taina on me. The tefillin shali. Why did you put on my tefillin? So said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so I decided to put them on one time. It's like this: when I meet the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's not going to be able to ask me why I didn't put them on, because in fact he did put them on.